West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, school districts in Harrelson County planning to present to registered voters this November a new education special purpose local option sales tax proposal to continue the 1% tax for schools.
We're looking at the possibility of meeting our max collections a year in advance. But of course, you know, with inflation and different things that's going on, when we originally planned, we planned based off of a yearly or monthly average. And then within a year of meeting that monthly average, inflation hit and that monthly average went up tremendously. Even though the cost of goods for us, it goes up too, it goes up for everyone. So that one penny on a dollar increased.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell on Friday's WKNG King Country Morning Show. Voters approved the existing East Blost. In November of 2020, as presented, the maximum school systems would collect $27 million over a five-year period. School officials at that time stated they realistically expected to collect less than that. Collection for East Blost 6 began in July of 2022 and was scheduled to run through June of 2027.
Why would you have an early vote? We don't want to lose revenue. So once we meet that cap, if we meet it two quarters early, then we can't collect that one penny any longer until there's a new referendum voted on and approved by the public. We don't want to have that lapse in lost revenue for those quarters. You're talking $300,000. You're talking well over $1 million of lost revenue potentially. Got a lot to do between now and then to get it on the ballot. We will be meeting with our board, our principals, our teachers, our community groups to find out what projects need to be funded by SPLOST.
And Bell talks all things Harrelson County Schools District every Friday morning on WKNG King Country. The city of Carrollton learning that a $9.2 million grant promised to them by the Biden administration in 2024 will still be granted after the Trump administration reviewed the proposed project and determined it not to be incompatible with the current administration's priorities. The grant is the largest ever received by the city of Carrollton and will go towards funding Project Maple Street, which will address critical infrastructure improvements to this well-traveled road, creating a safer route for students walking from campus to downtown Adamson Square. The project will address issues by installing a roundabout, dedicated bicycle lanes, signal equipment upgrades, crosswalk visibility enhancements, pedestrian mid-block crossings, ADA-compliant sidewalks, reduced lane width, enhanced corridor lighting, ingress and egress improvements, and signage improvements. City officials say the project was initially slated to begin in early 2026, but because the city had to wait for a second confirmation of the grant to move on to the surveying and designing phases, it is most likely it will not begin until early 2027. City of Carrollton announcing that construction of a $58 million mixed-use development to be built at the intersection of Alabama Street and U.S. Highway 27 is expected to begin in late May. City officials say the empty lot located at one of the gateways to downtown Carrollton will soon become a destination for visitors, residents, and groups thanks to a public-private partnership spearheaded by the City of Carrollton. The mixed-use development will be built at the intersection of Alabama Street and U.S. Highway 27, adjacent to the Carrollton Center for the Arts, and will include a new conference center, a hotel, a restaurant, retail and residential space, and a parking deck. That deck and conference center represent a $15 million investment for the city. The development is located within a tax allocation district, allowing the city to raise a portion of the funding through property taxes generated by the development's post-construction value. The first quarter of 2027 is the targeted completion date for the entire project. The University of West Georgia over the weekend conferring a record number of graduates, approximately 2,000 degrees, including an honorary doctorate in spring 2025 commencement ceremonies across five events. The ceremonies capped off an academic year rich with accolades for the university and its community with record-breaking enrollment, the launch of Division I athletics, the establishment of two new colleges, and earning top rankings in social mobility, and a spot in the top 10 of the largest colleges of education in the country. A Vietnam veteran who took up the hobby of sculpting about a quarter century ago following a series of medical procedures he says kind of slowed his pace of life down will be presenting a bust of Scott Boots Harper, a Winston native, to Harper's family this coming Saturday. For the past 15 years, Jacksonville, Florida-based artist Cliff Leonard has turned his talents to sculpting busts of fallen soldiers. Lance Corporal Harper was a Marine killed in action on October 13, 2011 in Afghanistan while serving during Operation Enduring Freedom. He was 21 years old and stationed in Helmand Province when he died. Leonard will present his finished work to Harper's family during a ceremony at Midway Church in Villarrica. He says he tries to include in each of his works a special ingredient.
I have some, until I run out, I've been putting a little bit of Iwo Jima sand in there, just sprinkle some in there, which for Marines, that's kind of the most well-known place of, you know, raising the flag on Iwo Jima. And that's what I do, other than I always write on the back, simplify, little brother, you know, because all these guys are, of course, a lot younger than I am. Most of them could be my grandchild. A little part of me when I'm doing these things, and a little part of every Marine and or soldier and or seaman and or airman that's been killed is kind of stuck in there.
And working from his garage in Jacksonville, Leonard has created dozens of busts over the years in the likeness of Marines who died in Vietnam, Iraq, or Afghanistan. The sculpture presentation honoring Scott Harper is scheduled for this Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Midway Church Gymnasium in Villarrica. Well over 400 Carrollton High School students receiving their diplomas on Friday, but before that, 8 Carrollton High School students graduated from the Project Search program. Project Search is an internship program that provides training, education, and workforce development for students with disabilities. Through Project Search internships, students can gain skills and work experience in various settings on the University of West Georgia campus. Among the graduates, 3 interns were hired by UWG. The rest have interviewed from various businesses in the community and are eagerly awaiting job placement. West Georgia residents, get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.